Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll.
Welcome to the show, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Coming to you once again as live and as lively as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, along with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, Nick LoCicero on the bridge. You can give us a call at 407-774-8255. And once again, we are very live tonight. We got a lot of big, huge news.
Huge
news to talk about tonight. And we'll get to all that. And, of course, we got our float contest going tonight. And at any time between now and the end of the show, we'll take your contest entry. And it is a contest being driven by, if you will, the recent Mardi Gras parade festivities.
Right. As we all are aware, for many, many years, if you've been to New Orleans, they have a fabulous Mardi Gras in February. And at this point, they got a plan for the upcoming year, right?
Yeah.
So everybody has to get their float together.
Yeah.
So what we're looking for is for our listeners, try to provide New Orleans with some entrepreneurial type ideas for their floats, because we want success to flow into the city of New Orleans based upon all the difficulties, right?
Sure.
So my float is going to start off. I'm going to have a nice big float. I'm going to have Hillary sitting on a throne, okay, with a crown of thorns on her head.
Oh.
And then you remember Sergeant Schultz, right? From F Troop, I think it was.
No, that's Hogan's Hero.
Hogan's Hero, right? He's going to be standing in front of her just like floats do, and he's going to be going, "I say nothing, I know no one." And you know how they bend over, and then they come back on a float?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have two figurines on the right side.
Yeah.
One figurine will be Bill. And he will be surrounded by four beautiful models. Then the other figurine on the right side will be like an email machine, I guess you call it, with an FBI guy standing there.
Yeah, there you go. That's appropriate.
Then on the other side of the float, we'll have a Libyan flag, and we all know what that stands for. And then on the final one, we'll have a pile of money symbolic of her foundation that she was so honest with, right? 10% she paid out on hundreds of millions of dollars when a normal foundation pays out 90%, and she gets away with it in the public. How can people vote for this dog?
Well,
how can they, Chris?
Well, arf, 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 arf.
I guess that's what it is, you know.
Well, that gets us to the big news of the day. I mean, the huge news of the day. And no, it ain't Mitt Romney. We'll get to that pipsqueak here in a few minutes. No, the biggest news of the day, which is kind of getting buried by old Mitt boy, is Hillary Clinton. And in particular, a fellow by the name of Brian Pagliano. Do you folks remember good old Brian, boy? Now, Brian Pagliano had worked on her staff in her campaign in 2008, and then went on to set up her private server and all that stuff when she became Secretary of State.
Right.
All right. Now, if you remember, he was called before Congress last fall, and he pleaded the Fifth Amendment. He took the Fifth Amendment. And so nothing, you know, came of it until last night, when the Justice Department, the FBI, announced that Brian Pagliano has been granted immunity by federal judge, Emmett Sullivan. And Emmett Sullivan is a no-nonsense judge who has, in his own way, been behind this investigation. So you have to understand, folks, it's not the White House doesn't control everything. This is the beauty of our government and why conspiracies are impossible, because there are just too many players involved. Federal Judge Emmett Sullivan has granted immunity. Now, I am not a lawyer, and I don't you know, claim to be one. But from everything I've been able to find out from a number of different sources, a federal judge does not grant immunity unless the person that they are granting the immunity is prepared to testify in front of a grand jury. Now, according to Judge Napolitano, before this immunity is granted, Mr. Pagliano, was made what they call queen for a day. And no, we're not talking about queen like the dancing queen, like
not a transgender
Barack Obama,
or anything like that.
Not like Barney Frank
okay,
or Caitlin. Okay. Queen for a day means, in essence, the FBI will give you a free pass. Come in, tell us the truth. And if we think we can use it, we'll get you immunity. If not, we won't use it against you. All right. Now, this is obviously a negotiated thing between the lawyers and the Justice Department. And so Queen for a day got to come in and talk to the FBI and evidently did have something to say that the FBI now wants a grand jury to hear. And they would not grant immunity unless they were going to use that. In other words, have this person testify. All right.
Yep.
So this is huge bad news for that huge candidate, Hillary Clinton.
I would hate to see her feel so bad, Chris. Wouldn't you? Oh, my God.
Well,
what she has done.
Well, this ain't good.
it ain't you, babe.
And this indicates that this is bigger than the Justice Department. This is now bigger than Loretta Lynch. All right, this is now out of pretty much their hands.
Why like that? I mean, maybe justice will come about. We all pray.
Right. It is now in the hands of the federal grand jury and Judge Emmett Sullivan. And they will now be the determining factor in terms of what Hillary is in store
right.
for her.
What direction she's headed.
Exactly. And this is,
house, Chris.
Last night at the Joe Biden house, there was champagne being delivered by the truckload.
Is that a hint?
The police had to be called because of the raucous, noisy behavior well into the early hours of the morning. Finally, the Bidens got everybody out and settled down. And by 5 a.m., everything was settled and cool, and the police were able to go home. This is obviously big time news, and it's sort of being drowned out, but this is a game changer, if you will, in this whole election process. If you thought it's been interesting up until now, it's just now really getting going.
But Chris, we do know, I mean, in the real world, that I'm sure Hillary and her group has talked to this gentleman. Don't you think so? And have already instructed him what they once said. Now, the question, I mean, I'm just saying in the real world, having been through a few situations, not like this, but in understanding it, there's so many people instructed, you don't know where the truth is going to come from. And I just wonder, you know, this might also be a springboard where she even looks more innocent than we thought. Hopefully that's not the case because, you know, this lady, bad news, which we all know.
Well, see, the problem for her now is that a federal grand jury, of course, is composed of citizens.
Right.
It's like you could be called before. My brother sat on a federal grand jury. It's like jury duty, only it's a lot harder to get out of.
Right.
And it goes on. It's not one trial. You hear a number of different things. So you're there for, they'll tell you, you're going to be here for 4 or 6 weeks or whatever. But real quick, and then I want to get to our first contest.
Big John. Yeah.
You mentioned Pagliano. I suggest that his lawyers provide him around-the-clock, 24-hour protection. I got this today from Aubrey Kahn. And if you remember, there is a number of people that have been associated with the Clintons and their dirty dealings who are now in cemeteries around the country. And as a matter of fact, this email from Aubrey is it's called the Clinton Deadpool. And it starts with...
the Clinton Deadpool. I love that.
It starts with James McDougal, who died of a cocaine-induced heart attack in a federal prison in solitary confinement.
How did he get the cocaine?
Interesting question, isn't it?
Oh, I shouldn't have asked that.
And it includes, of course, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, Victor Reisner, Paul Tully, Ed Wiley, the husband of Ed Willie, the husband of Kathleen Willie, Jerry Parks, James Bunch, Kathy Ferguson, Bill Shelton, Gandy Baugh, Florence Martin, Suzanne Coleman, Paula Grober, Danny Casolaro, Paul Witcher, Barbara Wise, Charles Meisner. I'm going to go through them all.
I'm getting a little nervous. You're supposed to meet them when they come into town.
Barry Seal. Remember Barry Seal? Mm-hmm. Remember I was talking the other day about the Mina thing? Mm-hmm. Barry Seal was the drug smuggler who was right in the middle of all that. Well, he'd gone too. Johnny Lawthorne, Stanley Huggins, Herschel Friday, Kevin Ives, and Don Henry. They were two boys who stumbled upon the Mina project going on out there.
Right.
And they were found on railroad tracks. And the story was they had somehow fallen asleep on the railroad tracks and got run over by a train. Only the autopsy showed that they were dead before they had been put on the railroad tracks.
Chris, when you hear the train coming, if you were asleep,
unless you were drunk my great-grandfather, that's in a whole other story.
Oh, yeah.
Let me continue. Keith Coney, Gregory Collins, Jeff Rhodes, James Milan, Richard Winters. Let's see. And these were the following 10 were all bodyguards of the Clintons.
That are now expired.
Dead. Major William S. Barkley Jr., Captain Scott J. Reynolds, Sergeant Brian Hanley, Sergeant Tim Sable, Major General William Robertson, Colonel William Dinsberger, Colonel Robert Kelly, Specialist Gary Rhodes, Stephen Willis, Robert Williams, Conway LeFleu, Todd McKeehan. And then, of course, you got Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Tyrone Woods. 50 people that had close ties to the Clintons and their dealings dead. Almost all of them under suspicious circumstances, like a woman, Miss Kathy Ferguson, mm-hmm. somehow managed to shoot herself in the back of the head.
And
Ron Brown, you remember Ron Brown?
I remember.
He died in an airplane crash and somehow managed to get a bullet wound in the top of his head.
Wow, that's
pretty cool, isn't it?
You know, you think that.
So,
Trump,
Mr. Pagliano, get yourself some security there, boy.
He needs some protection. Maybe he better go back to the mafia and ask for protection.
Yeah.
I mean, they're facing a much rougher crowd than, the mafia.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Trump's running with Fat Tony building buildings. Boy, he's really doing bad, isn't he? Let's go to John. He's our first contest.
John's fired up.
He is. He's always ready to go. John, thank you for calling.
All right, John.
Did we lose him? All right. I tell you what. All right, well, we're coming up on the break now anyway. We'll take a break, make sure the phone lines are up and working okay. We'll get to John, his contest entry, and your contest entry, too. What would your Mardi Gras float look like next year? All right? That's the simple rule today. 407-774-8255. $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano and some cool bumper stickers, including In God We Trust and Liar, Liar, Pantsuit on Fire are up for grabs tonight.
Nice package.
Pudria Rusev Machka.
The Mitt Romney has spoken. You better sit up and listen. Mitt Romney has come to kill the Moby Dick whale.
But he's only made himself into another Ahab, I'm afraid. All right, one last thing on that Clinton thing, then we'll get to our contest here. I was describing to Mike some of the circumstances around these deaths. You can't assume that all 50, but maybe. But, you know, that's just way too much coincidence, right? Especially when you look at
suspicious circumstances. Yeah.
And Ron Brown wasn't the only one, quote-unquote, killed in a plane crash. A number of these people were killed in private plane crashes. One where the plane just up and doggone exploded in the middle of the air.
I don't do private planes. Have you flown many private planes?
No.
I don't do them.
And by the way, you had a good suggestion for anybody who might be going to take a flight here anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to ask the people next to me, do you have any negative relationships with the Clintons? If you do, please remove me from this plane immediately. I mean, after reading that, I figure out of 50, if just 30 were true, I could be a dead man if we upset them. You know?
I tell you what.
Well, hopefully we'll put them away so they won't be active as in their dead man pool.
Well, I tell you, this was big-time bad news for the Clintons last night.
Well, that's good.
All right, let's get to our contest, though, because John has been so very patiently.
John deserves the
holding.
Win if he has a good one.
I tell you
hey,
what.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
hey
howdy, John. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Well, listen, here's my float. It would be a giant garbage truck, the ones that pick up the garbage cans and dump them in the back.
We know that.
Okay, and the front of it would say, Make America Great Again. On the sides, it would say, Inauguration Day, 2017. Hazardous waste, do not recycle.
This is really good.
It would have a look-alike of Donald Trump driving it.
That's great, yeah.
And we'd start picking up the garbage cans. One would say, Obamacare. In the garbage. Another one would say, executive orders. In the garbage. The Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership in one. In the garbage. A big phone and a big pen in one. In the garbage.
And I can envision this, too. This is great.
And then the paste they resist on, so there'll be one that's got Barack in it, Mr. Joe himself. And lovely, lovely Mrs. Clinton in it, and it's going in the garbage.
In the garbage.
And when they get dumped, it starts playing, na, 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 na. Hey, 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 hey,
goodbye. That's exactly what we want to hear, too, you know, come up election day.
Well, John, once again, you have set the bar high, my friend.
All right, guys.
That sounds
John,
like,
you ought to, honestly,
that's,
you have to
that's
think,
cool.
You ought to send that over to the float committee in New Orleans to get that prepared for next year, because I think she's going to lose, and this would be outstanding.
That would make
so many laughs out of that.
That would make a great campaign commercial, wouldn't
Boy,
it?
Would that be true? No, it really would, because you know the new trucks are going around our city, how they just pick your garbage up and dump it.
It would be going down
just,
Main Street,
I know,
USA.
Just picking them up. John, you're on to something, buddy.
Yeah, you need to run. You need to
you
start
better
your
develop
own
that for Saturday Night Live or something, because this might be one of the best ideas we've heard all year.
I tell you, it's a good one. All right.
And it's brought to
all
you by the contest.
All right. Congratulations,
thanks, John.
You're
that was great.
That
Thank
was a good
you.
One. That was a good one.
Well, he really. I mean, you know, I even think of that. I mean, you can envision. What he's saying,
yeah.
And it's easy to pull off, and you just see the arms come down. Hillary Clinton, blom, you know. Oh my God, could you have fun with that idea?
Indeed, you could.
That was
Indeed,
terrific.
All right, well, that's the idea, folks, and he's laid the gauntlet down. He's
Man,
laid down
he,
the challenge.
You got a tough challenge right off the bat.
All
dude.
Right, but don't let that intimidate you. Give us a call, 407-774-8255. Well, by the way, in the meantime, Mark is up next. Thank you for calling tonight, Mark.
Hey, fellas, that intro was probably the best Nikita Koloff impersonation I've ever heard. I think all it's missing was some reference to Magnum TA. Beautiful work, boys. Beautiful work.
Thanks, I appreciate it. By the way, that's the intro music that Rusev
right.
uses in the WWE as he comes down the entry ramp there. All right, so.
You know, Chris, when that WWE again, I'll never forget when they mocked Obama. Did you remember that? They
oh,
were
yeah,
talking
the guy
about
came out
how
and he...
weak America is.
Oh, yeah.
And then they showed little Brockster with his 5-pound weights, and the Russian women were all laughing and everything, and he's doing curls.
Yeah.
That comes down to one of the great physical disgraces of this country.
Yeah, Natalia.
Remember that? Oh,
yeah,
that was
Natalia.
It was great, but
was
it just showed what a pencil neck geek we have as president, you know?
Talking about how Vladimir Putin
was so
strong.
I know. This little guy.
President is so,
he's so weak.
Weak,
like all you American people. Well, buddy, if we get Trump in there, it ain't going to be that way again. So be prepared.
And by the way, we'll start talking about Mitt Romney's speech here in a few minutes. But one of the things that he mentioned was, oh, Trump is already ruffling feathers. That's my expression, but that's what he was saying:
yeah.
Ruffling feathers with our allies and people around the world. Well, lo and behold, he's ruffling the feathers of the Chinese over there, who have basically now told the American public that we need to listen, you know, to the likes of Romney and others, that we need to get our minds right? Is there something wrong with us that we're even for a moment contemplating electing a man like Donald Trump to be president of the United States, which I consider to be one of the best endorsements that the man has received so far, along with Vicente Fox, Pope
Francis.
That
was a nice one today. Vicente came back out again and reinforced what he was his statement.
Yeah.
Well, Vicente, thank you very much. Keep it coming because, you know, you're a politician, buddy.
Yeah, and the wall's getting higher and higher.
I know, 12, 14, 16.
Yeah, and you can add Pope Francis to the mix.
He's going to have a great endorsement list. Super.
Indeed he is.
Imagine those trash cans set up beside the... That was so good by John.
That was good. So that's our float
contest.
That
gets me fired up, yeah.
It does indeed. Gets me fired up, too. All right, so anyway, if you got a contest entry, we want to hear it tonight. We'll decide the winner by the end of the show. All right, what's our poll question today, Nick LoCicero?
All right. Well, we heard about in the news that five companies have filed to be able to provide flights between Florida and Cuba. So the question of the day is, would you consider taking a trip to Cuba now that they have offered these flights? And right now, everybody's split down the middle, 50-50, yes, no.
Would you go to Cuba, get cigars?
Sadly enough, as nice as Cuba looks on a postcard, I've known too many people have just recently got back, and they said the place looks like a garbage can. I mean, it looks like the bricks are about to fall down on most of the buildings.
It is pretty dilapidated there. And remember, if you are going to take one of those...
Chris, I don't think Hillary's ever going to live this one down. I mean, certainly not till the election day, that's for sure. And hopefully this will haunt her in jail. Oh, wait a second. While she's in the White House? Don't think so, right?
I was going to say, who let the dogs out? Let her run around a little while because she's going to have to go to the cage here.
Yeah, she's going to meet the big bulldog very soon.
Yeah, she's going to go to the cage.
Big dog.
In one of those federal office-looking buildings, which where they actually have where the marshal's offices are. You know, you walk into marshal's office, and in the back room, they got cells.
Yeah. With pit bulls.
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number, and we certainly want to hear from you if you have any thoughts on any of the things going on, including Mitt Romney's speech today. And, of course, if you want to get in on our float contest, what would your Mardi Gras float look like?
I mean, give it a little bit of a description on John's. I mean, I envisioned this so well. He drew it up. It was beautiful. You see the truck coming down, which is
giant,
a float.
A giant garbage truck.
Right, it's a float dressed as a garbage truck with Trump looking at his faces on the front like the driver.
Make America great again.
Right.
The Trump guy looking like Trump driving.
And then you have the arms coming out, right?
Picking up various cans of refuse
of garbage
along the way, yes.
And
one would be Obamacare.
Right.
In the garbage. Executive orders.
Right.
In the garbage. The Pacific Trade Pact.
Correct.
Phone and pen.
Great.
In the garbage. And then the
individuals we can pick up while we're at it.
Then it would be a can holding Barack, Joe, and Hillary. garbage.
I mean, the Mardi Gras. I mean,
and
that would be so neat.
And then after they're all disposed of, the music that would start playing, you know, na 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 na.
I mean,
na 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 na.
Hey, goodbye. Now, I think it would be just, I mean, if you've been to the Mardi Gras, you know, I've been there a number of times, and I'm telling you, when you see the floats come by, and, you know, they throw the balloons off of it, and I guess you call them necklaces, whatever,
yeah,
they're throwing all that.
The beads.
Yeah, the beads, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder what you could throw off, maybe baby manure or cow chips.
No. I somehow don't think you want to do that in New Orleans.
You
may not ever come out of
the street. And you have like the balloon sized cow chips, you know, that represent our White House, you know?
Okay. You better be careful. They may find you out in the. Out there where the big old gators are.
Where's Mike? He's not around anymore. What do you mean?
Gator bait.
All right. Let's get back to. The contest line.
That was great.
It was. But Bob is up next with his float entry.
Hard to beat, Bob.
This is going to be a cool parade next year. I got a feeling.
I can't wait to go.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey guys, I got a little different view on the float.
Okay.
I'm originally from Michigan, Romney's former home state.
Yep.
And it'd be a big facsimile of the Time magazine, and we call it Slime magazine.
All right, like the
Donald
start.
Trump there sitting on the crapper, and it'll say start of the bowel movement. And that's the float. That's the float in the New Orleans parade.
Very simple, not very costly. This would be very inexpensive to put together, you know, Bob?
And in a way, it's quite
cost
similar.
Effective, yeah.
But in a way, it's quite similar to John's, right? Only it shows you the disposition happening in a different fashion, if you will.
John's a little flashier, you know?
Trump on a crapper having a bowel movement. Okay. On Slime magazine. By the way, did you see Trump's On Time magazine again this week? And they have like a little checklist. And I only saw it on TV. But one of the checks was demagogue, mm-hmm. so it's you would think when you first glance at it, oh wow, he's getting more press, but it's not such great press. But anyway, he's still
he's in the press.
All publicity is good.
That's
publicity,
right. He's in the press and he's on the floats.
And
that's all we care about.
And Mike is in the contest. Excuse me, Bob is in the contest. What am I doing? Bob is in the contest. All right. Thanks, Bob. Great interest.
Great, man.
We appreciate you being out there. And I saw Nancy was up next. I guess
maybe Nancy to get back. Have we heard from Nancy recently on these contests?
I don't recall that we have.
Do you think she got cold feet when she saw how good Bob's was?
I hope not.
No.
I hope it was just a technical thing or that she had to answer another phone call.
But these are strong early contestants. They're running strong.
And I know we're going to get another good one right now because we're going to go to our dear friend, our love. Of Diane. How you doing, Diane?
Hey guys, I'm real good.
Good.
Have to tell you, when I was working today, this is one place when Trump supporters and Cruz supporters came together.
Where?
Good.
Telling Mitt Romney to sit down and shut up.
You know, I'm glad you said that because Mitt Romney, here's what I think is going on with him, and I'll get to your contest entry, but I just want to say this since you brought it up. I think Mitt Romney is getting up every morning and watching the news and reading the newspapers and going, I should be in this. This should be me. I could win this contest. And he just can't stand it that he's made the choice that he has to live with now, and he wants bad to get back into this thing. And he didn't do Cruz or Rubio or Kasich any favors today.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
And I mean,
but
the big question.
That came out of the administration, I'm sure, and the establishment, because they want them all gone.
Yeah. If anything, I hope it would, you know, sort of cause a reconciliation.
I'm telling you, seriously, it did.
And I would hope that it would ripple upwards, up the ladder there, because I tell you, I am so convinced, I've prayed on this, if Trump and Cruz got together, no one could stop them. We would have 16 full years of great governance. And you want to talk about making America great again? There's no question, no doubt in my mind that we would be great economically, we would be great militarily, and perhaps most importantly of all, yes, we would be great spiritually.
You know something, Chris, today I was playing with three guys golf today, all three who are Trump supporters, and I agree. They said this sort of hardened the shell. In other words, you know what? We are really getting so fed up. I don't care what Trump does. We're going to vote for him. They're so repulsed.
Here's Mitt Romney, who's done nothing.
Mm-hmm. For 4 years, and he appears. What is that?
Diane, go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. Everybody came together on this.
Yeah, it was disgusting that this guy would go. I mean, he was Mr. Mitt Wimple. What a geek. He lost to Obama. He wasn't tough enough. He couldn't take the heat. He couldn't fire back on the guy. But you know what? Maybe Trump's a little crude. That's okay. I'll bet he'll get more done than anybody else in the White House.
Yeah. But maybe given what Diane is telling us, we owe the guy a thank you.
I know. I agree.
Today was the nicest day we've had together.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right. Well, let's hear your contest. And thank you for that good news. That really warms my heart.
It was actually
a pleasure, not a...
You're giving me goosebumps.
No, I agree with you, Diane.
You're giving me goosebumps, girl.
Solidifying Trump because it just hardens you even more against these people. you know, that we know or have destroyed the country.
And I'm glad to see that the Cruz people, because I love Cruz, are seeing through this whole act too. Because I tell you what, if Trump wasn't where he is right now, Cruz would be getting this treatment.
Right.
And by the way,
Oh, and it's coming at him.
Oh, yeah. You know it is. You know it is. And that's, one, again, why I say if these two guys ever get together, look out.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Your contest entry.
Diane.
What's your float?
Okay. Bill and Hillary and Obama in steel bars on the most beautiful float you ever saw.
That's right off a good start.
Sitting on top of a dump tank.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And as the crowd stands around on the parade route, they have these big balls that they can shoot at them when they stop along the parade route.
And win prizes.
And they're in chains, so they're going to have trouble getting out of that dunk tank.
Yeah, I like that, because you get the audience participation.
Oh, I know. And you can tell them they'll be coming through, and everybody will be there because they want a shot at these people, you know?
So the spectators will be participating in the float by throwing at the dunk tank. All right. Hey, I like that one, too. Hey, these are all good. It's going to be a tough decision
next
again.
Year, we got to go to the Mardi Gras. See if any of these ideas appear. Maybe we should send them to the Mardi Gras committee.
I tell you what, but these are all, I still think, we've made great campaign commercials, too. Because these are great visual images. Diane, God bless you. Thank you
God
so much.
God bless you. And I couldn't wait to tell you about the news with the supporters.
I tell you, that's the best news I've heard in weeks.
And the new slogan going around is Cruz United.
Ah, I like that. United.
You know how the Never Trump got viral?
Yes.
Well, we started that, and now it's Cruz United.
Well, we have ours, Diane, Trumplicans Unite, you know, which is very Cruz.
Well,
very
I can't
close.
Write that. We can,
I know.
You know,
I mean, we may have to merge.
There you go.
Well, that's the United part, so there
I love
you
go. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Thank you, Diane.
All right.
All right, and good luck on the contest.
That was good. I like the behind bars, all three of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the visual of it would be so exciting to the crowds.
Well, it kind of says where it's at, doesn't it?
But I don't think I would be throwing balls at them. What I'd be throwing at them would have an odor to it.
All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. We got Brad up next. Brad, thank you for calling.
Oh, good afternoon, guys.
Howdy, Brad.
Howdy.
Is Romney delusional? The part in the speech where he said that it would be giving Hillary the election, what does he think Cruz would be? Ted Cruz is a right-wing demagogue. He has no chance in a general election. Romney has to know that because Romney's not a dumb man.
Well, first of all, I would say that Cruz is definitely a pure conservative. I hesitate. I don't want to use the word demagogue. I mean, he truly believes in conservatism. And unfortunately, you're right. That would be his weak point, actually, in the campaign. So he would actually, the Clinton campaign would much rather prefer to run against Ted Cruz than either Trump or Rubio, because he has sort of boxed himself in with his positions. And it's things that we love, that we want. And I think has a place in the future as president. But right now, we sort of need a transition to get there, to get from where we are, to get there. In my opinion, it would be like taking a cold bowl and hitting it with hot water. You're likely to get it to crack, and then it would be useless. So you got to go warm and then hot. And I think the warm is Trump, and then the hot would be Cruz. Which is why, once again, if I had my druthers, if I was God sitting, you know, going, all right, I'm going to get Cruz and Trump together, and we're going to have 16 years, and we're going to fix things, right? Because it's not going to be done in one term. Things are so screwed up, and we're going to need some continuity, I should say. So, but anyway, Brad, I sort of cut you off, so go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say that is very well said. You're right, because the pendulum went so far left with this guy over the past 8 years.
Correct.
That you are absolutely correct. And the only other thing was Romney's much of his speech felt like sour grapes, because obviously I do respect him. I like Romney. But for him, where was this vitriol and spunk?
Yeah, this fire.
Obama?
This...
You know, yeah. It's amazing that all of a sudden now he grows a backbone when he had Obama right in front of him, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Obama, I watched and listened, obviously, to the whole thing today. And the thing, and he said, I was sitting eating lunch, so I took notes on the, literally on a piece of newspaper, and I got them written all over here. But the one thing that stuck out to me, the whole speech came sort of toward the end when he was talking about how, and he liked to sort of compare himself, put him in the company of Ronald Reagan, okay? Right, with the speech Reagan made in 1964 and everything, and he said, and Ronald Reagan oftentimes quoted a Scottish philosopher who talked about how democracies never last more than a couple of hundred years, and he held up his two fingers and he goes, and there's two reasons why I think our democracy, which by the way is a republic, not exactly a democracy, if you're talking in terms of philosophy, but anyway, he said there's two reasons why our democracy has lasted the longest. As it has. Now get this. He said, and I quote now, I wrote it down, we've been blessed with 44 great presidents, giants among us. And I thought to myself, 44. That includes a fellow by the name of Jimmy Earl Carter. It also includes a fellow by the name of Barry Hussein Sotaro Obama. These are giants among us, Mr. Romney? Now I understand why you're against Trump. If you think that Barack Hussein Obama is a giant amongst us and a great president, well, kiss my patoot.
You know, another thing, Chris, I guess I sort of think of that conspiracy theory because, remember, Romney was not only a businessman, right?
Yeah.
But he was also an attorney. Now, think about this.
There you go.
All these people running for office, and usually in Congress, 80% are from the legal profession.
Yeah.
Do you know how many billions and billions of dollars will be lost by the groups that are locked into these people? Because, you know, now in Washington, it's the wealthiest city in the world. They're billing now over $1,000 an area, many of the law, an hour, these law firms.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think that sounds, oh, that couldn't be. Do you understand the billing that's caused by the IRS, the veterans? I mean, America is paying billions of dollars, and this will all be changed if Trump gets in there, because do you think that Trump loves lawyers? Do you think this is going to affect that wonderful free-for-all that's been going on in Washington for years with all these law firms?
Yeah.
You know, people got to think below the surface. Well, you know, this isn't as simple as it looks. There's so much money involved.
If anybody put Romney up to it, it was the Wall Street tycoons.
Yeah, well,
who most of them are now liberals. Okay, and they've had this little sweet deal going on with the government where they've made billions of dollars since Obama's been president because of Fed policy and other things. Right, while the rest of us are sitting here doing without. All right, I want to get back.
We got a big lineup.
I know.
Here.
I got to get back to the phone lines. We're going to take a break. As soon as we come back, we will go directly to the phone lines. So if you're on the line right now, stay with us. Thank you, Brad. Excellent call. And I heard you this morning, and you sounded good then too, my friend. Yeah, I listen. I'm always out there.
We're watching.
If you're talking to somebody else, I'm going to know about it. Don't make me jealous.
Chris, this sounds like the Clinton cartel coming for you. You recited 50 in the Deadpool tonight.
Yep.
There may be 51 by tomorrow.
In fact, this is the theme music that the Undertaker makes his big entrance to in the WWE.
You better be careful. You name those 50s. Maybe 10 or 15 coincidental. The other ones, Chris, I'd be starting my car before I get to my car. Believe me, buddy.
And by the way, the Undertaker is one of the biggest villains in WWE history. He is also one of the most popular wrestlers in WWE history.
It is amazing how long he has lasted.
Over 20 years.
Yeah,
Speaking of that,
to be able to do that, you're the best.
Yeah, he's down to the last few years. He's only been wrestling in WrestleMania, which is coming up at the end of March or beginning of April, and which may be coming back to Orlando, by the way, next year. But he, is going to wrestle again this year in WrestleMania against Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon, who is making a return to the WWE after having been away for 5 or 6 years.
Where did he go?
I think he went out on business.
Probably
trying
to
struck out on his own, yeah. And okay, now he's back to the family right. business.
That's what I'm saying. What's he doing back?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to business here. Steve is up next with a contest entry, and then Brian, then Frank, and we'll get to you next. Steve, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Steve.
You.
Love the show. All right, I have I'm gunning for the first guy here.
Okay, John, he set the bar high.
Yeah,
John was tough.
Go ahead.
Here I come. All right, so I have two floats that I have. And so the visual is Hillary, and I want to call her Billary on the sign.
Okay.
As ambassador in Benghazi.
Ooh.
Yeah, with a sign on her desk saying, "What difference does it make?"
Good. That's good.
Okay. And standing outside the door is Obama with head of security.
Yeah.
On his shirt. Or
okay. All right. He's secure. Yeah, security. Yeah.
Head of security is President Obama, or ex would be ex-President Obama.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going between two signs. Definitely has to have a gun-free zone there. And something like ISIS is not Islamic or whatever the...
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. ISIS is not Islam. Right.
Right.
All right, so that's float number one.
All right, got it.
And then float number two is Glenn Beck, really emaciated and super-duper skinny because he's still fasting for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's still fasting.
And as Trump, so he's over in the corner over there. So this situation, like in the White House or, you know, the Oval Office there.
Right, right.
But Mr. Trump is sitting there at the desk with his feet on the table, something funny like that.
Right, know, right.
Maybe even with a king hat on, but that's debatable.
Yeah.
And so Beck's in the on the corner, super skinny, fasting for Cruz, still fasting for Cruz.
Yeah.
While Megyn Kelly is feeding Mr. Trump, President Trump.
Now that's a good visual.
I just had another one, and then Romney would be on his knees, right, in the corner, in the other corner.
Speaking of that, Trump today in his response, which was very measured, by the way, there does seem to be a bit of a change in tone going on since the other night, but he was very measured in his response today, and he was talking about how Mitt came to him literally begging for his endorsement. He said he was begging so much that if I'd have told him to get on his knees, he would have.
All's fair in love and war.
All right, Steve, you doubled down. Two floats. Excellent ones. We appreciate you being in the contest. Thank you so much.
Can you imagine, though, if we really did print these together and send them? I mean, some of them are so good. I'm just about tempted to send that out to the committee because they would, I think, love some of these political statements.
They probably would.
Maybe.
All right, let's get to Brian next. Frank, you'll be was it Frank? I'm sorry, Frank was up next and then Brian. So, Frank, you are up next. Thank you for holding. We appreciate you being out there.
Hey, guys, really good stuff.
Hey,
thank
Frank.
You, thank you, thank you.
Love what you were saying about lawyers. I'm tired of being ruled by lawyers.
Amen to that, brother.
Rattlesnakes.
Look at the mess they've got us in.
You got it, Frank. Look at everybody in Congress. I mean, I always say when I look at who's running for office, boy, if they have lawyer beside their name, that's going to be take a lot of work to get this vote.
It's an uphill climb, yep.
And as far as the entry into con, I'm not really an artistic guy. You know, the only float I can think of is a big raft with like Whoopi and all these people that are leaving the country.
I'm floating out away from the country.
That's my float. I'm on a Contiki out there.
That's a good
I like
one.
That.
And put all those characters. All right. How about what's that one? Raven. Put Raven on there too.
Yeah, she claims she wants out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to put you down. That's a good
float. I like that. A Contiki type raft.
Yeah, Contiki.
And put Whoopi and Raven. And,
yeah. If you don't, folks don't remember the Contiki, that was a raft built entirely out of reeds to prove
right.
that
that's
they could
do saying.
It.
That's what I'm saying. That really
was actually a boat. Yeah, with all the fleeing people.
I think it was a raft. I read the book Thor Heyerdahl. I think it was a raft.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a ref.
All right. Well, and it, I appreciate that. But you're okay. But you also called with a comment about Mitt Romney.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to talk about Hillary getting indicted, but a couple.
That's
of
fine.
Things.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm tired of people that have been conning us for years, calling Donald. Donald Trump economy.
I know. Isn't that unbelievable? Well, they would even attempt to say that and try to lay that on him.
If I were Trump, I'd be tempted to say, well, it takes one to know one.
Well, I mean, the reason Trump's so popular is we already elected the con man.
Yeah, you know? We've been through that. We recognize con. A con man.
Yeah, I would be hesitant to use that because that
it's
means
backfire.
That means exactly that the public
right.
is, you
it's
know, that I'm not doing a very good job selling my message if a con man is outdoing me, right?
And these people are basically calling us all stupid that are supporting him.
And so. Exactly. And this is why I say, you know, I thought Cruz's approach at the beginning was far superior than now, because when you go after Trump, you're going after the people who believe in Trump.
I was so surprised to hear him make that mafia comment, man. That was so
I was too. I was shocked.
That was really
poor taste. Why I think a lot of this is coming from his campaign manager, who is known for this type of running this type of campaign.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being
here. Okay.
Well, if you want to hang on, hold on. We'll pick you up on the other side. I got a hard break. And then, Brian, you're up next, and we got another contest entry as well. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit up right up. Let's go see the elephant without a road.
In about 3 hours, we're going to see another, hopefully not food fight. I have a sinking feeling, though, we just might see that. In 3 hours, the Fox debate kicks off. And by the way, folks, I misled you last night. I'm sorry. I get all these debates mixed up, me and dates. I just I can't keep up
all
anymore.
The hot women.
Yeah, they're right. Yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, well, it will be a Fox News Channel debate tonight at 9 o'clock. Megyn Kelly, Chris Wallace, and Bret Baier will be the moderators, and Trump will be there. And it will be now four little Indians on the stage. And I tell you, I know that they're going. I would assume that there will be some questions about Romney tonight, and obviously they will be in the vein of trying to get these guys going at one another again. I would just. You remember, what was it, one of the first two or three debates when Ted Cruz stood there and said, what's going on here? You've gone down the row. You went first to Ben Carson. You asked Ben, what do you got to say bad about Jeb? Then you asked Jeb, what bad do you say about Marco? You asked Marco, what bad do you say? Have you got bad to say about me? You're asking me, what bad do I have to say about Trump? Why can't we just discuss the issues? That is what we need to hear again tonight.
Chris, you know what I'm worried about?
What?
Megyn Kelly's opening statement. She goes, Mr. Trump, Romney called you a con man. Why do you think you're not a con man, coming from the words of this wonderful human being? You know, you're like, what? You just read that. You know?
I don't doubt.
I mean, I'm serious. I believe something as stupid as that is going to be asked.
I would be willing to bet money there will be a variation of, if not a literal translation of your question, a variation of it.
In some aspect.
Right. And if they want to ask that of Trump, fine, let him respond. I'm all for you give me the tough questions because it's an opportunity for me to knock it down. But now if they go to Cruz and Rubio with that, what these guys, if they're smart, in my opinion, they would say, look, that's the campaign trail, but I'm here tonight to take advantage of this audience to sell my message. And then I'd go right into it. And I'd make those moderators the irrelevant little pipsqueaks that they are.
We always say, make them eat it. That's, I think, a very straightforward expression.
Apropos.
Make them eat it.
Apropos.
Right.
And one of the things I doubt that there will be any questions about is the really big news that began to break last night and today, and that is that Brian Pagliano, the confidant, if you will, of Hillary Clinton with her email and email server, has been granted immunity by a federal judge by the name of Emmett Sullivan so that he might testify in front of a grand jury about Ms. Clinton. And you don't call people to testify in front of a federal grand jury about someone unless you got some goods on them and you intend to do something about it. So this is big, huge news, and I bet you won't even get a whisper tonight. And yet Mitt Romney, oh, yeah, Lord Mitt has spoken. We must all bow down now to his logic and reasoning.
You know what you really think about, though, at least I do, is, you know, all this political controversy and everything. Has the world everywhere else stopped? Is North Korea not firing missiles into the water? Are the Syrians not sending people over en masse to the United States, which it was announced the other day? Obama's bringing in currently tens of thousands of Muslim Syrians. I guess, what, do we just don't pay attention to that?
Well, right now.
To me, that's as important as this, because if not, you don't pay attention to the world situation. The end is near.
You know, so, the mess is getting bigger and bigger.
The mess is getting bigger, and the debt is overflowing.
All right, I want to go back to Frank, then we get to Brian and Al. Frank,
contest guy.
Yeah, Al's a contest guy. Frank, I know you had some other things you wanted to say.
Well, it's a great lead-in with, you know, the Hillary stuff, okay? And, you know, yeah, it's exciting, and yeah, they flipped the guy, and yeah, the Fed is here. But look, first of all, I want to thank Mitt Romney for advancing Trump's cause today, because that's exactly what he did.
He may have done even more than that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay. But look, let's go beneath the surface. You mentioned that before. All right.
Sure.
For Obama, you know why he buried his education records and he spent all that money? Not because he doesn't want people to see he was an exchange student or his grade. He don't want anybody to read his thesis, Bubba. His thesis reads like a Frank Marshall Davis paper, okay?
I tell you what, the one book that everybody thinks that actually Bill Ayers wrote is a pretty well-written book. The other ones are like they were written by a middle schooler. Right.
My point is this.
Yeah.
Hillary is telling Obama, I'm not going down alone, bro. I got dirt on you. You got these people are dirty. And I mean, really, really dirty. And the Clintons, they're famous for dick. They had 500 FBI files that they found behind the couch, you know, for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When Hillary was the guy
they had pardoned.
They
got their power machine. Yeah. Obama's dirt. They got dirt on him. There's plenty of dirt on the Clintons. It's a major power game, and Hillary's not going down alone, and Obama's going to protect her.
I'm concerned about you, Brian, because of the Clinton Deadpool.
That's right.
Now, where do you live, Brian?
I hope you have bright lights around your house.
I know. You
don't have a private plane
rolling by.
Yeah, these private planes just have a way of falling out of the sky when you got Clinton people in them.
Yeah,
I understand where you're coming from. And up until today, I would be 100% in agreement with you. What has changed today, though, is that the fate of all of this is now more so in the hands of Judge Emmett Smith and this grand jury than it is in the White House. Now, that's not to say that they're not going to push back, but there are variables now, I think, that they're out of their control, is what I'm saying.
But here's, you know, a grand jury can't indict. You know that, right?
Well, no, they can make a recommendation.
They can make the recommendation.
Right.
So who was it, Brett Baer asking Loretta Lynch who makes the final decision? And she didn't want to answer it. I mean, you know.
Yeah. The problem would be is if the grand jury came out with a recommendation for indictment and then the Justice Department didn't. Then it would be.
Then there would be why.
The questions of why would come up. So, you know, it might buy Hillary some time, ultimately this, I understand where you're coming from, but still, this adds a new dimension, which is going to make it harder for them to control the outcome. And that's why I think it's a turning point, because it's now a different variable at play.
The plot thickens, brother.
The plot thickens. And as I said, and I'm dead serious about this, if I was Pagliano's attorneys, I would have this guy locked up in safe house somewhere. And that
is
no joke.
I've been waiting to flip somebody. I've been looking for that.
And I think that's what just may be getting ready to happen. This guy is young. He's obviously scared. and he's got something
he's
to say.
He's going to be real scared after the Deadpool.
That's right.
All kinds of people with the email stuff that know a lot, they're going to flip them too.
Let me just tell you, when you're facing 30 years in prison, it's a sobering experience.
I'll tell you a story someday if I ever.
All right. Well, you and me need to have a few. Okay, I got a few to tell you, my friend. All right. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you being out there. All right. Brian has been waiting so very patiently. Thank you so much, Brian. We really appreciate that and appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Anytime.
Earlier last hour, you had made a reference to trying to retain the executive branch for 16 years. And I called, I think, I don't know, probably about 6 months ago and said that really actually needs to be happening. And it's really unfortunate. I'm not sure the GOP is thinking this way. And
no, obviously not.
Yeah, no, I think they are alienating voters.
Yeah.
But frankly, here's what I think Trump needs to do. I think Trump needs to identify that. I think he needs to talk about that. And I don't know if he's a thinker like I am in that vein, but boy, I'd be doing it. I certainly would say, number one, Mitt Romney is not going to be my running mate.
Well, I think we can rule him out, yeah.
Yeah. I think he should go through the list of people who aren't going to be his running mate. However, I would like to challenge you guys to think about this and the entire GOP, because I still think I'm a member of the GOP, not the DNC,
okay.
Although I'm really not pleased with the GOP. However,
join the crowd.
We need to capture the largest group or profile in the electorate, and that is females. We must. Not black, not white, not this, not that, because that's not what we're really about. We're about character. And frankly, I think Trump would be wise to really consider Carly Fiorina. I don't think that their flap was large enough to cause her not to consider that. But imagine this. You've got Trump for 8 years, and you've got Fiorina for another 8 years. What kind of shape are we going to be in after 16 years as a country?
Yeah, well, a lot better.
1.2.
I'll agree with you on that. These little dust-ups. And the only one of the between, say, Cruz and Rubio, who I think Trump would not even consider to be a running mate, is Rubio. I think he would like Ted Cruz to be his running mate. He was awful complimentary toward him the other night when he said, I want to congratulate Ted. He worked real hard for Texas. I appreciate how hard he worked for Texas. And then he called Rubio, a little guy or something like
right,
that.
Little man.
Yeah, little man. So, I don't put anything past the realm of, past the realm of possibility. And I do think he would consider strongly a woman, because he has put women in very strong positions in his organization. His daughter's just one example of that.
One thing, too, though, on the area you were talking about, Brian, as you said, I'd like to see these younger women involved. Now, isn't it not true most younger women are heavily involved in, they're more prone to go social issues, right? Do they really go national defense, fiscal policy,
and things?
Yes, they do. Well, by converting them, I think we can let them see the light.
No, and see, this is why I think a lot of, believe it or not, in these primaries, Trump is winning the women vote.
Right, because
of
the...
Well, I think it's because he exudes confidence,
which is
attractive,
plus, right?
And also he exudes this notion, his whole notion that underlies Make America Great Again is this idea of security.
Make yourself great and security.
Security, financial security, border security, world security. That really appeals.
Well, that message will deliver and help convert.
See, this is what the Democrats have used to get the women vote,
right,
is that they will provide the security, you see?
Yep. No, that's right. That's correct. Right on the money.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, great. We appreciate you being out there.
Have a good night.
And thanks, by the way, for listening. If you're still around after 6 months, we must be doing something right.
Good job, guys.
All right. God bless you, and thank you so much. All right. Al is up next with a contest entry, and we are running our float contest tonight. What would your Mardi Gras float look like next year? Would it be, real quick, excuse me, Al, would it be like Diane's, where you would have... Obama, let me see, hold on a second. Bill, Hillary, and Obama chained up behind bars on a beautiful float, and they're on top of a dunk tank, and the people in the crowd can throw things at the dunk tank to splash them down.
But pretty exciting.
let's see what Al has in mind. I'm real interested
to
hear.
No, sir.
Go ahead, Al.
I have to bring some balance. So
we love it.
We would have the statue. I mean, the Empire State Building.
Okay, Empire State.
We have Donald Trump as King Kong.
Okay.
And he's holding the Statue of Liberty.
Holding.
And then down on the ground, you have the GOP, all the establishment, going to war with all the Trump supporters.
Okay.
And then on the back of the float, we have Hillary being crucified, and it's on the placard, instead of having Jesus, it's a criminal, and then Obama spearing her.
Ooh.
And then out of the clouds, here comes Bernie in the airplane shooting at King Kong.
So Trump is King Kong on the Empire State Building, and Bernie at the end is shooting
Chris,
at
this
him.
This might be too visual.
You know,
that was pretty good, though. That's one of the best I've heard from you. That was good. I like that one.
And Hillary being crucified with Obama spearing her.
No. I mean, Al, you're getting a little aggressive here.
By the way, Al is a trendsetter. Because I've been hearing other reports about people like Al who are saying if the Clintons and the Democrats burn Bernie, they're voting Trump. And remember, Al said that
way.
On our show. You said that
Al
about 2 weeks.
A long way. Right.
About 2 weeks ago, you revealed that, didn't you, Al?
Yep, I did, and then, I'm sticking to it. I'm hoping that this guy that came out, move this case forward and
Brian Pagliano.
Put an end to Hillary.
Yeah, right. We can put him away. That's great.
God bless you, man.
Yeah. Good job, Al. I like that the best of what I've heard from you for about the last 5 weeks. That was really good.
He always comes up
with good ones. That was real good.
It was. Yep. Thank you, Al. God bless you, man. All right. Craig is up next, and then we got Mike and Ron. Craig, thank you for calling tonight. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's take a break first, and then we'll come back with Craig's phone call. I didn't even see the clock, but let's take a break. We'll come back with Craig's phone call, then Mike and Ron, and yours at 407-774-8255.
I like we've got a lot of competitors lined up here.
It'll be tough deciding this one again, I tell you what. Folks, if you're searching for the truth, you have come to the right place. The American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. When we get it wrong, we own up to it. I got it wrong last night. The Fox debate tonight is not on the news channel. Excuse me, not on the business channel. See, I'm doing it again. It's not
Chris,
on the
are you okay? CTE, what's the problem? You hit your head the other day.
Right, it's not on the business channel. It's on the Fox News channel tonight, and it will be Megyn Kelly, Chris Wallace, and Brett Baer moderating the debate. All right, so that'll be at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have comments about the debate tomorrow. And we got Craig on the line who has some comments about the King Mitt today, telling us who we should vote for. He is up on the line. Thanks for calling and holding tonight, Craig. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got 2 points here real quick. Is Mitt, when he was speaking, the Dow and the whole market just started to drop.
And then oh, jeez. Craig, that was Trump, a good response.
Was it like 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
The market picked back up and went positive 16 points.
Yeah.
And I think the market will, if March 15th, if the market's just hanging around 17,000, just below that,
yeah,
I think it'll be a good recovery. And then one thing in Russia, the nanny that decapitated the little girl.
Oh, yeah. They're
terrible. Calling that a mental problem. So apparently if you follow the Quran, Sharia law.
You have a mental problem.
You have a mental problem, and the state media there is covering it up completely.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Did you see that, though, Chris? In Russia, they're now building hotels, ice hotels. That's where we could send Raven and the rest of them. I'm serious. They have ice hotels where you could stay at, and $40
a
night.
All right. Okay, Craig, thank you. We appreciate it. Appreciate the update, too, on the Russian story there, which was obviously an act of Islamic terrorism. Yep. All right, let's get to a couple of contest entries. Mike, you are up next. Appreciate
hey
you
guys.
Calling. Howdy, howdy.
Okay, you're familiar with the children's game Hangman, right?
Oh, yeah, Hangman, yeah.
Okay, so we make our float, We put a gallows on it, and we have steps going up to the gallows. We put an effigy of Hillary Clinton on the steps, right?
Yeah, and then he's exuding love.
Right? Well, we put a little girl, a little second grade girl with a sash, and it says homeschooled second grader. And she's holding on. There's a four-space word underneath the gallows, and three of the spaces are filled, L, A, and R, with one space left. The little girl's holding a placard, you know, the next letter, which is an I. And then at the very front of the float, we have a banner that says, the future female president. And, of course, it's going to be the little girl.
I got you. Future, wait a minute, future female president. I like that. Future. All right, cool. Is that it?
Okay, it's a little too esoteric for you guys.
Mike may be, you know, he may come back in about 5 minutes with him. No, like, we got a little audience in here, too, and they're judging. And
I like that.
Do you prefer the one where I had the dunk tank with the toilet?
Was very good,
that's
Mike.
Right.
You know,
that's right. All right, we'll put you down for both of them. All right, thank you, Mike.
Take care, guys.
I appreciate you. All right, Ron, you are up next. What is your contest entry? We appreciate you calling tonight.
Al, according to the MedVed show, I'm talking to the SA or the SS.
That's exactly right.
You hear what he said?
I know. Disgusting, too.
I missed him today.
And then he goes off the show, and who's Mighty Mike, according to what I've coined on the show?
Mighty Mike.
Come on.
Mighty Mike McBath.
Exactly. He leads the MedVed end of his show to where he goes, and it's the Mighty Michael MedVed show.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
It is amazing how he just bombs Trump. I mean, I turn it on like you, Chris, probably about 4:30, and there he is smashing Trump away.
Right.
Unbelievable, this guy.
I made a mistake. He's been smashing your show, too. All the talk show hosts have been smashing your show.
Oh, yeah.
So they took note of your show a long time ago.
Well, let them have it.
I love it.
All right.
That's when you're doing well.
And then at the beginning of the week, Bill Bennett, he says, this is a lot like wrestling.
Oh, no. That's been the theme for years.
Chris.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Vindication is a pleasant feeling.
Revenge is mine, says the Lord.
Listen, Ron, we're going to have to keep you through the break. We'll catch you on the other side with your contest entry. Then Anthony is up next, 407-774-8255. Folks, it's a great feeling.
It's a great contest.
I'll tell you what.
Positanos, $20 certificate, t-shirt.
All right. We'll be right back.
Ed Smart.
I'm too sexy for myself. Too sexy for myself.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Whoa! What was that?
Where did that come from?
Yo!
Bring it on, guys. Bring it on.
Hello, Betty.
That is the voice of Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners, and she's going to be telling us about some great specials, and she's going to help us judge our contest today, as is Scott Miller of My Liberty Threads. You want to try to beat that there, Scott?
I tell you, I heard several of yours, and I don't think anybody's going to top the first one you had.
No, I meant the way Mara Lee was talking. Did you want to beat that?
Unless he had an operation, I don't think he's going to beat it.
I know when to keep quiet.
But one quick question for you, Scott. Now, you mentioned that you had some older Romney t-shirts left over that were selling for $10. Now, what happened after today?
I don't think I can get 10 cents for them anymore.
That's what I thought. You know?
So the price didn't go up after today?
No.
It wasn't a stock market special, was it?
My word.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right,
yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks. 407-774-8255 is the number if you have a comment or a contest entry for our Mardi Gras float. What would your Mardi Gras float look like? Would it be like Frank's, who would have the Contiki raft, right, with all these folks who want to flee the country should Donald Trump become elected? Whoopee.
Al Sharpton.
Whoopee.
Miley.
I'd like to see the raft sink. As it got off the coast.
By the way, I saw one of the Baldwin brothers on...
Alex and...
It wasn't Alex. It was Steve Baldwin.
Okay.
Huge Trump fan.
All right.
Huge. And do you want to know the reason why? Now, he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
And he said, but he got to actually know Donald Trump off camera, the, if you will, real Donald Trump. And he says he's a real guy. He's just a regular, real guy who loves his country.
But, Chris, like we've discussed with all the tens of thousands of people that have worked for Don Trump, it's amazing so few people have come out and said that he's some horrible individual who doesn't care, you know, he doesn't have your interests in mind. I'm amazed that this guy could go so far with so little criticism for somebody who is so visible.
From people who know him.
Right, through people who know him. It just seems to me a lot of people like this guy.
Who actually know him and have known him privately.
Yep.
All right, let's get back to Ron. Ron, we need to get your contest entry. Thank you for holding. Ron, are you still there?
Ground control,
right. He can call
Major
back. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got an open line now. Mike is up next. I think, was it Mike or, no, I'm sorry, Anthony is up next and then Mike. I'm getting mixed up here again. Anthony, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you holding.
Hey, no problem, Chris. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to start. Okay.
just dive in.
Yeah, this is the same Republican strategist genius establishment party, okay, they have choices of candidates in 2012 to prop up, to go against Obama. So who do they get behind? Well, hey, let's get behind the architect of a healthcare policy that was predicated on an individual payer mandate.
Right.
There you go. That's great.
That the guy you're going against has architected his affordable health care policy. So let's send our candidate in armed with nothing but hypocrisy. And by the way, did they have any comprehensive counter proposal to the Obamacare at that point?
Nope.
Wow. How did we lose that election? Geniuses.
Yeah.
Here come the geniuses again. Hey, guys, we know how to do it. Don't vote for Trump. Look at our guy. We have it all figured out. No. I just... Yeah. Any inkling of any credibility I had for them in terms of their intuitiveness on how to win elections, yeah, it just went down the drain.
Yeah.
I can still hear the sound flushing. There's not any doubt in my mind that they absolutely have no clue as to what's going on. And if I tell you what, I hate to say it, but if they don't get behind Trump, I don't trust them to know how to win an election. They've shown me absolutely zero in terms of any strategy that's even at all, conducive with what the thought process is of their party and of America. It's, thanks for the vent.
Okay. Well, anytime, Anthony, we appreciate you being out there. And I do find it ironic that one of the things that they repeatedly say about Donald Trump is that he's a bully. Well, guess what? I feel like they're trying to bully me. Right?
And that's right.
And I'm not talking about Trump.
Way. Right.
Exactly. I'm talking about these other jokers.
Yeah.
They're putting the bully on me.
Yeah, they're putting it on the American public.
Yep.
And Donald's just, they're venting toward him. But just to hear his voice and how frustrated he is, I wonder how many people there are out there. An awful lot.
Well, this is why I say
he's going to win.
This Republican Party is playing with fire.
Mm.
If they think they're going to be able to brush Trump aside and then everything's going to be fine and dandy again, that would be the worst thing that they would do. If they were smart, they would start warming up to this guy and try to become his friend, not his enemy. But they're not that smart. Let's go to Mike next. Mike, thank you for calling. Appreciate you being out there tonight.
Good afternoon.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm thinking that we're kind of repeating ourselves to some degree from the 1964 election. And I wish I could. I'm embarrassing myself right now because I can't remember the Republican candidate.
Well, that was Goldwater.
Barry Goldwater, the nuclear weapons.
Goldberg, or something like that.
Goldwater. Yep.
Goldwater.
Yes. Yeah.
But, he was, I was only 14 years old. So what I can remember at this point was that the establishment did not back him at all.
Oh, no, they did. No, they did not. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why Ronald Reagan made that now very famous speech, because he was so frustrated with the Republican establishment not backing Barry Goldwater.
Well, and then they reelected, or in this case elected the first time, LBJ. Who expanded the Vietnam War.
Yep.
And right now we've got ISIS and other radicals trying to knock on our door and
knock on our
well, yeah,
sneak door. In, yeah, yeah. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Climb under the door.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you got Hillary. Then what's she going to do? Sounds like she'll probably expand that little idea also by allowing them or allow. Well, ISIS to expand.
Well, you know? All I got to say is, given what happened in Benghazi, when that phone call comes, I hope she's not getting her hair done or her nails done, because then the phone call will have to wait, you see.
Well, you know, what they say is, if those who forget something about the ISIS,
past.
Those who don't live, learn from history, are bound to repeat it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know... Yeah. So,
Chris, can you imagine it, actually when if Hillary does run, if they use that phone call ad and alter it? Could you imagine how you could mock her into deadly oblivion? Where I think you would mock her to the point she couldn't survive the mocking of that phone call.
Oh
ad.
Yeah, I would start. You know? I would start
with that.
I would start the ad off with a frantic call being made, obviously by people in Benghazi while the attack is occurring.
Right.
And then on the other end, it would be a split screen. Okay. On the one hand, you have the person making the call as the situation is deteriorating mm-hmm. rapidly. On the other hand, you simply have. The only thing you see is a phone ringing over
ringing.
And over and
ringing.
Over again.
What
no one answering it.
What about some of her emails to
the ambassador,
stating that it was it was based upon the video, and then you have the email to her daughter saying we knew all along what it was.
Yeah, well, she didn't exactly say it like that, but it certainly demonstrated that she was lying to the American public.
Susan Rice in there, too, helping make the video.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Mike, thanks for being out there. We appreciate your call.
I'll tell you, Chris, too much frustration.
Well,
tonight.
I was just getting ready to ask. We've got Scott Miller in the studio right here. Scott, you're out there on the front lines, so to speak. I mean, you're right out there literally with people face to face. I mean, we don't see people, but we hear them. But you're right there standing next to them. Do you see a lot of what you're hearing?
I see an awful lot of what I'm hearing. You speak with people across the board that are frustrated with the direction we're going, the ones that are looking at my shirts, that are stopping at the booth. You know, what you're hearing from them is a total disassociation between the Republican Party and the average, everyday conservative walking around. And it's become such a huge gap that it's the exact same level of frustration that your callers are calling in here with.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Mike next with a contest entry. Mike, thank you for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Howdy. Pretty
All
good.
Right,
How about
Mike.
Yourself?
Kane fan here.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Kane fan, Hurricanes.
Oh, Kane
fan. Kane's fan. Mike, I'm a Penn Stater.
Yeah, Mike remembers me. Hey, I got a good one. Mike's a horse man, right?
You're right. You know where my wife is this weekend? Up
where?
At Hits. Horses in the Sunshine up in Ocala. If anybody honestly has any interest in horses, they bring in thousands of horses this weekend, and they do that hunter jump. It's unbelievable, you know, what's up there. They fly these horses in. It's an amazing show, and it goes on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday up there, and it goes on for the next 6 weeks.
6 weeks of horses.
So, Mike, don't mention horses again, because all I do is get irked because, you know, this is not.
He hears the word horse.
My cocktail hour has been cut short, Mike, because you brought that up.
He hears the word horse, and he goes for his checkbook.
So you're not a boarder.
No, fortunately, I bought property so I wouldn't have to be a boarder. You know what that costs. Oh.
Well, here's the answer. It's going to be a float with a chariot on it. And Mike's going to be dressed in the Ben Hur garb. And his horses, they're not going to be horses, but it's going to be Hillary, Bill, and Obama is going to be the lead horse. And
I hope I'm hitting him with a whip.
Right.
Yeah, and you're going to have a whip, Mike. And Chris is going to be running around feeding the horses, Hillary, Bill, and Obama. And you're going to be constantly cracking that whip saying, take me to the promised land. Take me to your promised land.
This is a great imagination. This is just wonderful. This is wonderful. I mean, look how he's adapted to horses, history,
and he's done
politicians.
And he's also done something very sly here.
I know.
He's incorporated you and me into this
thing. I know.
Thing.
Well, he's going to be real sorry about my might have been in there because of it.
I want to know how come you get to be Ben Hur.
Yeah. I'm not getting on an airplane with either one of you guys anytime soon.
He's got experience. He has experience with the horses.
There you go. That's right.
Sounds like Mike knows horses, too. I'm a little wondering about what's going on.
Instead of me feeding them, I should probably be chasing around with the shovel in the bag. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's my job, Mike.
Speaker of the House.
All right. Mike, you are in the contest, man.
All right.
That was a great one.
He's made the contest more difficult to judge now. Mary Lee, are you listening? Are you listening to these contest entries? She's listening. All right, Mary Lee, Scott, and of course Nick are going to help us judge these things, but we got time for more contest entries, 407-774-8255. What I would like to see is a Mardi Gras parade with all of these floats in it, right?
No, I honestly think it would be terrific, but maybe when Orlando does, maybe it's Gay Day Parade. Do you think we could put it in there? Because the mayor is a big fan of the Gay Day Parade, right?
Yeah, he is.
Not saying whether I believe in it or not, but I think we could provide him with some floats.
What'd they say on Seinfeld? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it, though, right? All right, we're coming up on another break, the final break of the show. You still have time, though. This is sort of the last call, though, for contest entries, 407-774-8255. And you're playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, only the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. And we'll be heading up there shortly. And then some great bumper stickers, including an In God We Trust bumper sticker and, of course, a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker.
We may be getting Trump stickers after the big event at UCF.
I almost forgot. If you haven't heard, Trump at UCF Saturday, go to Eventbrite to get your tickets. You can also get them through the Sentinel outlet. But Eventbrite, you must have a ticket. And the rumor is out that there's a lot of protesters trying to get tickets for this thing. So it ought to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be Friday at UCF. Doors open at 9. The event is scheduled to start at noon. And it's going to be at the arena out there, the UCF arena.
Oh, yeah. That holds like 12,000, 13,000 people. And I guess they plan to pipe all the,
to the
everything
outside.
And it should be a great affair and an educational one for sure.
That'll be Saturday at UCF. And we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And once again, the debate is on Fox News Channel.
And Megyn Kelly?
And she will be there front and center.
Ooh.
It's going to be interesting. And I think it's going to be, there'll be something different tonight. I don't know what it is. I just got a feeling.
Get a strange feeling.
I get those often.
Yeah, you and the guy from MSNBC.
Me and Frank. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. As we rapidly run out of time here, 407-774-8255 is the number. Your Mardi Gras float is the contest. Give us a call right now. We still got time if you get on the line right now to get your entry in. Otherwise, we're going to decide here in a few minutes who is going to be the winner tonight. I am Christopher Hart, along with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. We have Scott Miller of My Liberty Threads in here who's going to help us out. And Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners. Mara Lee, how you been? What's the hot deal going right now?
I got a real hot deal for you.
Oh, boy. Lay it on us.
How about a last-minute 10-night Panama Canal cruise starting at $5.99 per person?
10 nights?
10 nights.
For $5.99. I mean, you can't stay Motel 6 for
and
that.
And you can't have 8 meals. It's unbelievable.
Panama Canal cruise. I mean, I've seen it for maybe right around $900 per person, $899 type of thing, as far as the lowest.
Right.
And now I'm going back several years.
Right.
This is $599, starting at $599.
Now, you said it was last minute. What does that mean?
Basically this month.
There's
like two dates this month that have that rate, and then there's another date that's like $649.
These are 10 days.
10-day cruises.
And you have a choice of date, actually. You have two or three dates to choose from.
Yeah.
What's the cruise like?
Princess.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're great. I've been on Princess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome cruise line.
But I think the thing they all forget is all the food you have. That's, you have pre-breakfast, breakfast, after breakfast, breakfast,
and
pre-lunch.
These are round trip from Florida, yeah. So it's not like some of the other cruise lines that have, when they do Panama Canal, like they might start in Florida and end up in California because right. they're just doing like directional.
Right.
Princess is the only one that actually has them that will be
as
like
a round trip.
You know, a round trip, like 10 or 11 night. And they do go into the canal, so you do have that experience. Yeah. And then they come back out, but they return to Florida. So you
do they make many stops? Any stops along the way?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once you actually stop in, like Panama and maybe one of the other countries that's right down
Belize
in there.
Like Belize or something mm-hmm. of that nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a cool cruise. If you would like to get on that thing, you can go to vacationtravelplanners.com or call Marilee directly at 321-251-4777, 321-251-4777. And if there's anywhere else you want to go, go to Marilee because she'll find you the best deal and the best way to get there and get back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I just booked somebody else that's leaving on Sunday on Princess had like a short sale out there, and right. I got him a balcony cabin on a 7-night Caribbean for $799 plus $550 on board credit.
Wow.
You can use that for gambling, right?
Drinks.
No, you can't use it for gambling. For gambling.
But you can use it for drinks and merchandise.
Well, that's part of gambling.
Massages, shore excursions.
Oh,
$550.
That's real money. That's real money. So
credit.
You're that's, just about reimbursed
oh,
for
yeah.
your trip.
That's yep. that's a over $1,200 cruise for $700, right?
Yeah.
So Marilee, wow. she will find you the best deals that are out there.
And this
so,
is during prime time. You're talking so, Easter yeah. break and March, April.
Exactly.
Is prime,
you know,
prime
we,
time.
We, so. We've got you know spring breaks starting for different colleges and schools.
Yeah.
And
do you have yeah. any cruises to Singapore?
There are cruises that go over to Singapore.
Okay, because I've got a list of places here that are recommended
that's right.
by the New York Daily News as destinations for you folks who might want to get out of town should Donald Trump get elected to be president of the United States. Now, Singapore, according to the New York Daily News, would be the most well-rounded destination for you to go, where they have much truer capitalism than we have. It's an open society, and you can just go there and have a grand old time. Marilee will get you there. You can get them a one-way ticket. Don't
oh,
come back.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
I just don't think our stars are going to be recognized there. Raven, I mean, I wouldn't recognize her here, let alone there.
then they might want to go to Ecuador.
That would be a nice
place. Could you get them to Ecuador?
One way, sure.
All right.
And
that is considered to be the cheapest and the friendliest of places.
Ecuador with those roaming bands.
Well, I was going to say, as long as you don't take cab rides from
yeah.
Guayaquil to Salinas Beach,
yeah,
where you're likely to get run off the road into a ditch.
Maybe they're trying to sucker them in to go there for certain reasons.
You know, down in Ecuador, they don't have traffic lights. You know what they do? When you approach an intersection in your car, you just start honking your horn. And the person
great.
That honks their horn the loudest and gets there the first is the one who goes through.
Ew. All right.
Don't ask me how I know that. How about Austria? Can you get somebody to Austria?
Mm-hmm.
That is considered to be the safest of destinations. Now, if you want to go to the place that is considered the most non-American, where would you imagine it might be?
The White House. Oh, wait a second. Wait, she can get us a trip there, a cab ride.
Well, if you listen to Romney, it'd be Trump Towers. Yeah. But according to the New York Daily News, the most non-American destination is where now already 850,000 Americans reside. You wouldn't have to go far.
Mexico.
Mexico.
No, I know. Guadalupe and those places, there's a ton of them. Let me tell you, it's unsafe as can be down there. I hate to tell you.
Canada is considered to be the most cliche. And by the way, an island called Cape Breton Island, I think it's Breton, Cape Breton or Breton Island.
Breton.
Okay, Cape Breton Island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do they have a destination cruise that lands there? Because, by the way, you can come and stay there, and they are inviting Muslims, and they are no guns allowed.
Oh, I definitely want to be there with that combination. Oh, whatever. Is it free?
And if you want to retire, you should go to Spain or Colombia. So there you go. All right, we need to make a decision here.
Well,
who is going to win our float contest tonight?
I'm going with the first big dog that called in.
All right, you're going with John.
Because he was first up. He stood to challenge, and I just think it was hard to knock him off the top.
All right, with the giant garbage truck. You know, I was going to go with John until Mike called in with the chariot. Uh-oh. With you as Ben-Hur. I kind of like that one. All right, let's go around the table. What about you, Marilee? Got a preference?
I kind of like the garbage truck.
Okay, all right, that's two. All right, how about you, Scott Miller of My Liberty Threads?
I've got to go with John. I can just envision those garbage trucks lifting up their dumps and hey, Trump driving
this
truck.
This was the best. I mean,
it looks like a done deal, but Nick, do you concur?
Well, no, I was originally going John, but I switched my mind like Chris, and I'm going with the Ben-Hur one.
All right, well, it's 3-2.
Thank you very much.
It's 3-2, so
yeah. I'm not switching mine because
we'll send Mike a consolation prize. Yeah. But John is the winner tonight. He set the bar so high, he does. But they were all great. And I really would love to see a parade of all of these floats.
It was
Scott
great.
Miller, what's your hottest selling T-shirt right now?
We're still going with I Love My Country, It's the Government That Scares Me. Week in, week out, that one is a solid performer.
And where are you going to be this weekend?
This weekend we got the Floral City Strawberry Festival, which I'll be at. We got our buddy Dwayne is going to be at the Grant City Seafood Festival. And we got a new couple that started selling for us. They're going to be at the Bike Fest in DeLand on Saturday.
All right.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, good.
So a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Marilee, once again, what's that special to go? The Panama Cruise, 10 night, how much?
10 night, $5.99.
Wow.
Tell you what, folks, vacationtravelplanners.com, 321-251-4777, mylibertythreads.com. Thank you so much for being out there. We really love you. Love all the contest entries. Now we shall see what the night holds.
I know. Oh, that's right. We start up. This was such a good period that I forgot about the night.
All right.
You know?
All right. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night. We'll see what happens on the debate. We'll be talking about that. Night, everybody.